murder by experts.
Good evening, friends. This is your horror host at the squeaking door of the inner sanctum. Come in, come in. Hang your hat on the torture rack over there and get cozy. Tonight, we've got cadenzas and cadavers, murders and melodies. That's all I can tell you now. No sense putting the cart before the hearse, is there?
Ladies and gentlemen, spontaneous as ever, information please continues on its carefree path. And tonight, our experts are...
Poetry Shirelle.
A.B. Fisher.
Teresa Kennedy Dupay.
I'm Don Dupay.
And...
J.D. Chandler.
Tonight,
Pandora's Box.
On murder by experts.
Brought to you by...
Peace! It's what everyone wants!
Peace! It's what everyone wants.
Choose peace.
War is over if you want it.
On the hot night of July 27th, 1946, about 8:45 p.m., a modest house in southeast Portland was badly damaged in a blast that was felt several blocks away. Fern Bowden died instantly. Her body, so badly mangled that identification was difficult. The patrolman first on the scene thought it looked like a powder blast, maybe a hand grenade. They thought that maybe a war souvenir had exploded by mistake. James Bowden was questioned in Newport soon after the explosion. He denied knowing anything about it. Police began to suspect him after questioning his two daughters, Doris, 17, and Shirley, 13. The case went down in history as the Pandora's Box murder. And a musical was born. We'll be right back to tell you about it after this message.
Wait. You're going to love this. I'm serious. This is great.
Rochester's giving me a haircut. I'll be with you in a minute.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jack. Why do you let Rochester cut your hair? You can go to the barber shop and have it cut for a dollar.
Miss Livingston, you just started and lost your own argument.
Mary, worry. Rochester's doing all right, and help me a little bit in the house. I want everything to be right when my sponsor, Mr. Hahn, gets here.
Jack, I know you're worried about your option, but aren't you going too far?
Huh?
Where in the world did you get mistletoe this time of the year?
Here at Murder by Experts, we certainly do love our sponsors. Thanks to all you great people who support the program through patreon.com/JDChandler, where you can make a pledge per program to help keep us on the air. I don't know if anybody's listening, but if you are, go to my patreon.com/JDChandler website and just make a little pledge. If it's only a dollar, that's great. That gives you first look. You get to hear the program 24 hours before anybody else hears it. You will know what they're talking about at the water cooler the next day. In fact, you'll know 2 days from now what they're going to be talking about at the water cooler, and you'll be sitting back going, yeah, I heard it. Fred Stewart, we love you, man. We're going to try and get some mistletoe for you next time you come over. I'll at least give you a kiss, mistletoe or not. Thank you for becoming our first super sponsor. And Fred actually is a real estate agent, folks. So if you're looking for a house to buy in Portland, he's the man to see. Talk to Mr. Fred Stewart. Tell him you heard about it on Murder by Experts. I couldn't do this without you. All my other supporters, my sponsors, and my patrons, and all the levels that you're at, I really appreciate what you're doing. You're making this possible. And I hope you're enjoying it, too.
Song I ever wrote.
That's for right.
But one of the first inspirations that I had for this piece before I wrote any music was when I was listening to Democracy Now, and I heard that thing
right.
about this torture. Or they were torturing prisoners, and I heard this sound. They actually had recordings.
You
of this
sent
prison,
me that recording.
And I was like, yeah. Oh! And I was like, yes, that's the sound I need for like. That's horrible, but. It was like,
no, it makes perfect sense.
You know, it was like terror.
Yeah.
And that was what I felt like when I was reading this. It's like there's an element of terror
yeah.
in this.
Yeah.
You know, the sounds of terror are really important to this piece because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's about, right. Yeah.
It's out of tune. Wait, I have to tune this.
Could you tell me something about Fern?
Fern?
Yeah. Who's Fern?
Oh, poor Fern. And she's got all of this trauma in her life. She misses her husband, and this other guy's giving her this attention, and she doesn't want to do anything, but she does because she's lonely. It's just really sad. I feel really connected to Fern.
I kind of thought you did because your songs, when Fern is singing, really seem to get her.
Yeah.
There's a lot of feeling there. I'm a Married Woman, I think is
a
beautiful
one.
Song.
I took a vow to always, always love him. Whether happy times or sad.
Do you have any sense of the murder while you're writing the songs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Definitely, absolutely. When I wrote Power in My Hands, that was when I was really, really conscious of this person is seriously going to kill somebody.
Right.
The first time I played it, it scared the shit out of the cat. I was like,
You know how power grows. Pile of compost. Do you start to understand how to live? power in my hands.
What do you see with this?
With this?
Yeah.
This is a very complicated scene and set.
They're going to be eating dinner, yes?
Well, a couple of things are going on here. Because when Wes is singing Power in My Hands, he's down in the basement.
I know.
He's down in the basement tinkering with wires. And upstairs, the girls and Mom are cleaning the house and getting dinner ready.
Right.
And then he comes upstairs to join them for dinner, and they sing False Face.
The world around us we create. Like a ship designs a plane. Now before it is too late, I will undo the band. Hold power in my hands. I know this smile I'm wearing doesn't reveal what's inside of me.
People need to listen to this because it's really, what's the word? It's
well, ironic.
Ironic. Yeah, and it's
irony is when you say one thing
but you're meaning another.
And it's this needs to be acted out for the audience really to get it and see it. They're going to need to see it acted out on the stage because that's what it's written for. The next step after we get the songs all done and some recordings and stuff like that, then I want to get a choreographer involved.
Oh, yeah.
And start figuring out the movements. And we need a set designer so we can figure out how the sets are going to work with the dances.
I know. I'm excited.
This was, I think, the first song I wrote for this show. And, yes.
This is one of my favorite, I like them all. It just depends on what mood I'm in.
It's like asking you to choose your favorite daughter, right?
I know. That's so cool.
Because I read the articles about this murder and what had happened, and I thought, how can I just get this feeling of what this murder is about across? And I thought about the girls.
Still my dad, but now he's kind of scared.
It's very emotional for me to hear that.
It is for me too, because I spent my life worried about my mom.
On Murder by Experts.
Murder by Experts.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Howdy, folks. This is Bernard Shaken Jr. from Health and Happiness Time. We got us a little old radio show over here that we're hoping you'll come around and listen into. Don't be scared. It's all about fun and music. So come on by and check it out. The other day, I was on the street and I saw my friend Poetry. She was just a-singing to the masses like she does. She's such a fiery little old rebel gal. I, of course, had to whip out my harp and join her.
The Vietnam War been going on by then? Like seven years? 7 years.
Yeah.
14 fucking years. This war has been going on for 14 years, and when you say something about the war, what do people say? What war? What are you talking about?
Stop talking about the war because people didn't know what I was talking about.
Exactly. What we have is the draft of the poor. Good.
I know. When I was riding on the bus with my mom, I was a little kid, and we went by a cemetery, and I saw all these white markers, right? And I was like, what is that? All these white markers everywhere. And my mom said, those are all the men who died in war. Isn't that something?
Peace. It's what everyone wants.
Choose peace.
War is over if you want it.
This is the Peace and Love Network.
Next on Murder by Experts.
So Anna Schrader knew about the cops delivering liquor, right?
Yes, I was just astounded. I was so excited because
I think that she got her feet in her smuggling business that the police department was running, and they found that intolerable.
Well, 1946 is an interesting time for her to disappear too, because Chief Niles got
Anna
sick.
Schrader was very snuggly with more than one policeman.
I think there's a real possibility that the torso is Anna Schrader. There's a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions.
On Murder by Experts.
Murder by Experts.